It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Happy Wednesday to you. You are indeed in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. You heard the man, Sean. You got John Lopez, Reginald Atula, and the return of Figgy Fig from Reading to the Babies.
Yes.
Yeah, what's up, y'all?
Not much, man.
What book did you read?
I read Willie Whistles. It was a book called Willie Whistles.
Willie Whistles.
Yeah.
They had you in there sounding like Suffering Succotash.
The Andy Griffith theme song. Yeah.
Willie Whistles feels like that would just trip me up.
I'm looking it up right now.
All right, very good. While you do that, let's get going on a Wednesday.
Whistle for Willie?
Whistle for Willie.
Yeah. Okay, there we go. Yeah. Whistle for Willie. All right.
Yeah, I was close.
Yeah. All right. Good job reading.
Wow. He was
Couldn't remember.
The words were in front of him. What, he wasn't supposed to memorize
the
book?
You know the last
now?
Time I read a kid's book?
I do not.
I was a kid.
Good point. That feels like it tracks. All right. 713-572-4610 is the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line.
The Texas Hammer!
What up, Jim? Get involved with the program. We always love when you do that. And then also, there is the Mo Karam Injury Lawyer live streams.
Keep it 100.
My bad. Mm-hmm. Both on Twitch and YouTube. Get involved there as well. And you guys already texting and saying that there's approximately 68,000 travel agents in the United States as of the last data set. So, yeah more than you would have imagined.
Mostly cruises now, right?
Yeah, a lot of cruises.
Yeah.
And
cruises, just overseas trips.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, when we had a travel agent, when I was working, that was sweet. Just say, hey, I'm going to fill in the blank. Next thing you know, everything's in your inbox. Awesome.
Yeah.
By the way, just real quick, I know we got to get to the Astros here.
I mean, I don't know that people are super excited about getting to the Astros.
Get to the Astros. Can't wait to get to the Astros. I'm going to have a very controversial, useless, pointless job at 10:40 that might get me canceled.
Okay.
Yeah.
I am, like, my mind immediately tried to figure out what that is.
Rife with controversy.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So that retirement going to hit early for you, huh?
That's right. Forced retirement.
Somebody said, had you in there. And wait, the hair and Winnie the Pooh. Okay, I have no idea what that's about. I'll try and figure that out as we go. But we appreciate you guys texting in regardless. All right. It's still early. Mm-hmm. Yes. But
it's early, guy.
That's right.
We're all its early guy.
You got to be its early guy. Because what do you feel like is going to be the catalyst to get the bats going? Because another, you know, offenseless showing, basically, for your Astros in a 3-1 loss to the Giants. They are now sub 500, sitting at third in the AL West behind, yes, the Rangers, but also the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. I don't know why that upsets me, but that upsets me. Right? Like, just the Angels being, even at this very, very early juncture, the Angels having a better record than you makes me mad. And it shouldn't. It's irrational. I understand that. But I'm going to sit here in my irrationality and be upset that the Angels have a better record than you. And it's because you're not able to hit, swing the bats and hit the ball and get runners on the base paths and bring them in.
Yeah. Yeah. Look. Let me ask you both this and our lovely listeners, 713-572-4610. And, of course, YouTube, Twitch, the whole nine yards. It's early. We've just agreed on that. But I have questions. I got questions. The early questions, all right? Early questions is what I'll call it.
Okay, early questions. Go ahead.
I've got, let's see, 3, 6, 7. I got 7 questions for you based on the Astros. I've got 7 questions.
I'm looking forward to all of these questions, all 7. Well, I'm going to say that the over-under is that. Yeah, I'll probably be interested in
4
five
good ones.
That's right. The 713 said, Willie Whistle sounds like a bookie. Absolutely.
Oh, that's true.
Absolutely. Yeah. Willie Whistles. But I'm interested.
This sounds like an old name from the 70s.
Yes. Willie Whistles. I do wonder, like, what kind of bookie.
He's reading the Willie Whistles book.
That's right.
Like, that's why they call it juice. That's what.
Willie Whistles was a bookie back in the 70s. Right.
Can you say bookie? Bookie?
Right. Willie Whistles said, watch your knees.
Run away fast. There's Willie Whistle.
Willie Whistle said, when I said every Tuesday, I meant every Tuesday.
I didn't realize that was the Wednesday energy we were bringing, breaking knees, caps and such, and teaching babies, but that's where we are.
Willie Whistle drive a pink Cadillac.
Yes.
Oh, that's a different Willie Whistles.
And Willie Whistles doesn't have a cane. That's a walking stick.
That's right. That's right. Why is Willie Whistles wearing all those rings? All right.
We turned Willie Whistles into a bookie.
Oh, God.
Willie Whistle got 10 wives.
All right. I feel like we need to get to the questions.
All right. Let's get back on track.
I got 7 questions. I promise at least 4 of them are
going
to be good.
All right. Let's talk about the Astros and getting these bats going.
That's right. Sean's taking the under. Willie Whistles, we'll check on that. Did this look like a club waiting for someone else to do something?
Can you explain a little bit further?
Like, I'm watching this game. I was texting with you guys a little bit. Because,
I don't think I texted back.
It's okay. I get it. No, not really. I think y'all were at the steak night warm-up.
I was at the bar. I don't know what Fig was up to. He might have, as far as I knew, he might have been reading to the kids all day.
No, I was at the house.
Okay, very good.
All right, let me explain. So I'm looking at this squad. Obviously, as you know, they lost 3-1.
Correct.
As you may know, their offense was putrid again. I think that's 9 runs in 5 games.
That sounds correct, but I will double check to make sure.
They had a season high in hits, 7. They just look like every time someone was stepping up. Go ahead.
Sorry, no. When you said the season high of hits, which was 7. I was sitting next to T. Mill at the bar. I looked up at the, you know, at the TV when they show, you know, the final lines, and I was like, "Wait, when did all those 7 hits happen? It didn't even feel like it."
3 double plays.
Oh.
3 double plays.
Yeah,
which is one of the things, and that's kind of what ties in with my first question. Every time someone stepped to the plate, it was almost as if they're like, obviously they're focused and they're trying to get a hit. But they're waiting for someone else to do something. They get a hit, and boom, double play.
Okay.
You know, they get come up with runners in scoring position late. And
with 2 outs on there.
And nothing happens with 2 outs. I think it was the 2, 3, and 4 batters coming up in the 9th inning. Nothing. It's a lot of times that's the case with teams. Like, it's like, well, we'll get going. We'll get going. Somebody will get this thing going. It's like they're waiting for someone else to do it. That was a question I had.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I don't know that I have a great answer to that, because yes, I guess in a way, yes, they're all waiting for someone else to do it. And I imagine specifically Jose Altuve is waiting
for
everybody.
Doing it.
Because he's
the only one.
He's got a 400 batting average. And I think the next closest guy was Jake Myers with a 200 batting average. And then everybody else is either in the hundreds or below.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just like nobody's really doing it. And even you had the one game in your opening day where it felt like you built innings, right? Yeah. You had guys that, you know, here's a hit and here's another hit that actually brings someone in. Other than that, I think I made a joke at one point. I think Chaz McCormick got a hit, and I turned to T. Mill and I was like, "Well, that's your hit for this inning."
Yeah,
because
that's what I'm talking about.
That's absolutely the way it feels.
So you do kind of feel that, even though you didn't recognize.
Yes,
it.
Like, it's very isolated, and it really just all comes back to nobody's able to make really good contact and find spaces. Even the instances where you have a dude and. When you have a dude, you know, making good contact, like obviously Christian Walker has done in a pretty solid way, they're not finding gaps. You're not finding the spaces for the ball to get down.
Right.
And so it's weird because it feels anomalous.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody is not getting on base in the same way, if that makes sense. Yeah. I know that wasn't the cleanest way of saying it, but everybody's having different struggles, but it all amounts to the same thing, which is struggles.
Exactly.
Which is very weird and makes me almost... Weirdly enough, it eases my concern because I'm like, what are the chances that everybody is off in the same way at the same
time? We'll get to
that. You know,
we'll get to that. All right. Another question for you. And again, we're not bashing them. We're not saying this or that about the season. We're just asking questions because it's early. My next question: do they miss Alex Bregman already?
I mean. Probably.
Miss him as far as what, though?
Maybe as it refers to
the offense.
Maybe as it refers to just someone being able to wake up the bats, so to speak.
Okay, because he's been known for starting off slow.
Correct. I know that, but also known to help the pitching staff, help other batters, you know, get the guys, you know, keep the team focused when things are going bad. Do they miss Alex Bregman already?
I mean, probably, but I don't think, I mean, yes, the notorious slow starts are there, but I do wonder if he... And maybe this is adding too much, like giving too much credit, because we've been in that place where you look around and you go, you start building a guy up. We've talked about the ways in which he's helped Hunter Brown and so on and so forth and various players on the team. But he does feel like a guy where he had the respect of the team. Maybe he could say something or galvanize the guys to get them in a place where, you know, that, you know, rejuvenates the bats. But that might be adding too much credit. But I don't know, maybe, because we talked about Christian Walker probably being one of the guys that's best situated to step into that role, but it's still very early and he has his own things that he's dealing with. Like, I don't know how easy it is for him to step in and immediately be that kind of voice in the clubhouse. So I do wonder if they're trying to find some of that. But yeah, 832 is right. You're probably missing Kyle Tucker way more than you're missing Alex Bregman, as has been evidenced by the fact
that... Well, maybe in terms of, like, the actual hitting and all. I'm talking about everything.
Sure.
Like, just everything. All right.
But, I mean, the hitting is what we're talking about in particular. Sure. It doesn't seem like dudes are necessarily hanging their heads, per se.
Right.
But you're just not seeing the production.
I would say right now, I would use this right now. It's early. I think right now it's a little bit early to kind of have that type of conversation, because especially from looking at last year, how they started and then where they end up finishing. But I think it's early for that part. As far as the bats and all that stuff, I don't think they miss Alex Bregman right now.
All right, I got another question for you then. Are there too many holes in this lineup?
I mean, as of right now, it sure looks like it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that that's a good question where you look at who are the guys that are going to be tent poles, like are going mm-hmm. to be the established guys on in your lineup. And you would have hoped that Isaac Paredes would be one of those.
Yeah.
And he just seems like he's just been just barely off in a lot of aspects. I know he hit the double the night before.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a hit in this one as well. But like you would anticipate that he would be one of those guys that's relatively consistent.
Mm-hmm.
Christian Walker's another guy that you would look at to be relatively consistent. I would have I was hoping that Yainer Diaz would find a little bit more consistency, especially as a dude who last year had so much responsibility,
right,
both catching and then going and playing first base as well, and all the added responsibilities. I do wonder if and last year also he had a lot of new pitchers that he had to learn over the course of things, like as a catcher, right? Which I think there's a level of mental strain and stress that that also requires. I would have hoped that coming into this year, having a little bit more stability and consistency would have helped him be more consistent with the bat. This just feels like it might be one of those weird anomalies where a lot of people are having their
right.
down stretch, and it all happens to coincide at the beginning of the season.
Well, that ties in with another question I have then, and you just mentioned one of the names. What if Jeremy Peña, Yainer Diaz, and Cam Smith are just okay? They have their normal year that we've become accustomed to. We've been kind of counting on them stepping up. At least Peña for sure. Certainly Cam, there's optimism. And Yainer, with another year under belt, a lot of people are saying maybe he needs... What if they're just meh?
That's going to be a problem.
It's a big problem.
Like, it's just going to be flat out a problem.
Big problem.
Like, your pitching has been phenomenal.
Yeah.
It absolutely has, but you're not going to get anywhere if you're not able to put up some runs on the board.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that you can do it just off of the strength of Altuve, Paredes, Alvarez, Walker. I mean, I think that it's fair to assume that those guys will stabilize to some degree. Maybe the lowest of those being Paredes, because there was some projections on how his particular bat would increase with the dimensions of the ballpark. But I think you could say Altuve, Alvarez, Walker, known commodities, proven guys at the plate, but you can't be a three-hitter lineup.
Well, exactly. You know, and that's what I was going to say. Like, you're accustomed in the major leagues to giving away maybe one or two outs at the bottom of your lineup. You're used to that. But if those three guys, on top of Brendan Rodgers and, let's say,
don't say Chaz McCormick, because apparently he's hitting 500 on the year.
Whomever the center fielder is, that's four or five outs you're giving up. You can't give away four or five outs.
No.
Can't do it.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Especially because even with those guys at the top, it's not going to be every day. And then Yordan has a penchant for being hot and cold at times. Like, we're seeing a cold stretch as of right now for all of them. Yeah, no, you're not going to be a good team.
Yeah.
And I hate to say it that flatly, but it's just impossible.
That's
you need
I'm
to be able to find
questions.
A certain level
these are
of offense.
What ifs. These are what ifs. These are pertinent questions, even though it's early. And you just mentioned another question I had. Very basic, very straightforward. What's up with Yordan?
I don't know. And it's really weird.
What's up with Yordan?
Because it's not just that he's batting sub 100. Like, literally, it's a 0.63 batting average for him. His OPS is a 325, which looks like a batting average, which is really problematic. It's also that we see him with juicy pitches keeping the bat on the shoulder. And then yesterday you saw him expanding the strike zone.
And sliders and breaking balls down the middle where he would normally crush.
Yes. But then on top of that, like, he's also, you saw him yesterday expanding the strike zone and like swinging at a pitch that was never online to be within the strike zone. And it's just like, this feels so anomalous for Yordan, a dude who is menacing in the batter's box. Like, he's not even looking like himself where he's making pitchers pay for giving him a hittable pitch.
And
that's the thing that's really weird.
You tend to read too much into things when players are slumping. So I fully acknowledge that I might be reading too much into this. But even his body language seems a little weird. Like, he's just sort of, I don't know, he's not exactly Mr. Excitement anyway, pretty straightforward, but he just kind of seems like he's not altogether into it, like he normally is.
And one of the questions that I have is something that we talked about with Rafael Devers of the Red Sox, where he is starting in a terrible, 15 strikeouts thus far to start the season, where we've talked about, hey guys, playing the field kind of helps keep people in the flow of things.
Mm-hmm.
Are we seeing a Yordan who maybe is dealing with DHing consistently all the way through?
Yeah,
like, is that a possibility here? And is that something
he's going to be in left today? I believe.
I have not seen.
I think afternoon.
To that regard.
I'm just using logic. Altuve afternoon game after they play a three today. you know.
Sure.
It's about time to mix him up in there. It's just my projection. Just my
thought. I can see that. And yeah. maybe that's something that helps jumpstart him in some ways. Mm-hmm. But yeah, now because of how poor you've been, and of course it's 5 games out of 162, it makes me wonder, like, all these other things, like, what are the things that could be factoring in here? And that was one of the things that I came up with. Jordan. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610, just getting going on a Wednesday. Coming up next, let's circle back around to the league meetings in West Palm Beach where Nick Serio and Mike Tolman talked to Texans All Access. Lopez gives you his breakdown of their conversation next.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Vallani and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.